May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome back viewers of Madani channel to your weekly program Spiritual Cures. Those of you who have joined us for the first time, I will advise that take a pen and a notepad, and this you will benefit with making notes of any of the spiritual cures that have been mentioned. Before we move on with the program, I'd just like to start with one of the blessings of reciting Durood and Salam upon the best of creation, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The final messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, has said that the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who have recited salat upon me abundantly in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad. Before we move on towards the messages that we've received, we'll just welcome our weekly guest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sajid bhai? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil alamin.
Jazakallah khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Fiyaz bhai? Jazakallah. Thank you for joining us again this week. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward you. Okay, so we'll move on to the questions, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you have any spiritual cure for jaundice? Jaundice, pilia? Fiyaz bhai?
Jindir.
Nowadays, I was just going to mention before you actually mention the spiritual cure in regards to this. It seems to become very common recently, especially in the newborn. They seem to have like the yellow, you know, the face or the cheek area is like quite light yellow and maybe yellowing to the eyes. And it's become quite common recently. So I don't know the spiritual cure that you're going to give, whether it's for children in specifically or whether it's general. Inshallah, we'll know in a bit.
The spiritual cure for jaundice of God is Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a valuable and a useful spiritual cure. And first of all, we'll make dua, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you relief from jaundice. And what you need to do is to recite Ya Hasibu, Ya Hasibu, Ya Hasibu 300 times before and after Durood-e Pak, obviously, and blow on a glass of water and drink it for 41 days. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, before the 41 days are over, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will certainly be cured from the jaundice. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Ya Hasibu, Ya Hasibu, Ya Hasibu. 100 times.
300 times.
So 300 times.
Yeah, okay. 300 times.
And then blow upon water and then drink the water. MashaAllah.
Yes. On top of it, I've got another very beautiful spiritual cure. May Allah Azza wa Jal restore you to their former health. And I'll give you this one as well. Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ This is the 28th para, Surah Al-Hashr, and verse number 1. So what we need to do is recite this ayat mubarakah 101 times and blow on the water, and then make the patient drink it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it'll be extremely effective for the patient, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Inshallah. I was just going to ask you that, Fiyaz bhai, have you got the reference? But mashallah, yeah, I see you come well prepared, mashallah. Jazakallah for this. Okay, another question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So somebody sent in a message, Fiyaz bhai, and they mentioned that what is bandish? And then they further go and say that how is it done? Why is it done? Can you please give us a. So they want to know what bandish is. They wanting to know how it's done, why is it done, and then they mentioned that if there's any cure, any spiritual cure in regards to this, if you can shed some light upon this matter, please.
Actually, hindrance, obstacle, barrier, spiritual closure, spiritual binding. And if in a business it has been affected, it's not doing good because of the black magic or something like that, then we can say there is a sign of bandish.
So is this only related to like just for like business or job, etc., or can it be in other matters as well?
It can be in other matters. Yeah, okay. It can be in other matters. So there are different spiritual cure to get rid of this. I'll tell you a very powerful one, inshallah azza wa jal. So to get rid of the bandish from your business, shop, office, warehouse, what you need to do after Fajr Salah, before sunrise, in the state of wuzu, come to the main door of your shop, your office, your warehouse, and recite Durood e Pak first, and then the last surah of the Quran e Pak, Suratul Nas, and then at the end recite Durood e Pak again and blow on the door. Come back five steps back, take your shoes off, and make sure your shoes have leather soles. So strike them with each other and wear them again. Enter from the main door, and after that fumigate with luban, frankincense, and go around. Inshallah azza wa jal, if this process is done a couple of times, the bandish will be removed, inshallah azza wa jal.
Okay, Fayaz, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions here. You just mentioned about this removal of bandish. One thing you mentioned, that when you at the door after you've recited surah, then you take five steps back. So you turn around and take five steps back. How would you take the five steps
now
back?
You won't turn around. Okay. You will...
So you are facing the door.
Yeah.
So you'll walk backwards five
backwards,
steps.
Backwards, yeah.
Okay. That was one thing that I want to just clarify for the viewers.
Okay.
And secondly, the other thing was you said that with frankincense, do something.
Yeah, it's...
What was the word you used? Fumigate. Fumigate, okay.
Yeah.
What is fumigate? Shed some light.
It's like turning it on. You know the agarbatti, we say in our language, in India.
In khushbu.
Like, khushbu ya luban.
Okay. So basically, this frankincense is something like which crystals which you burn.
Yeah.
Same like luban. So basically, you're giving the dhuni.
Dhuni, yes.
You see, some of people will be thinking, I thought I'll make it easy for the viewers because they'll be thinking.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's, for me, it's a first time word. I've not read it before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
true.
I guessed what it was, but I thought I'll make it easy for the viewers. Okay, Jazakallah khaira for that. I'm sure that you will have taken note, just in case that there was a lot to intake and maybe you didn't manage to write it all down. Not a problem, don't worry. Alhamdulillah, our Ruhani Raj stalls, which are spread across the UK, there's about 38, 39 stalls across the UK. Now, there's actually a pamphlet which is available. Visit your nearest Ruhani Raj stall and you can get one of these pamphlets, and it gives you the instructions of what you need to do exactly, inshallah. Gee, let's move on to some more questions. Before we move on to some more questions, I've got a request for istikhara, which I would just like to mention here as well. So then whilst the brothers are giving the spiritual cures, then I can also do the istikhara, and then we can include them into the program as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The code word is Blackburn. Okay, so mashallah, they're giving us the code word first. Mashallah, this must be a regular viewer. Please don't mention on TV. Inshallah, we won't. My name is, mother's name is, okay, aches and pains. If you can do istikhara and see what the reason. Inshallah, azawajal, we will do this. So I'll just make a note of the code word. Inshallah. And we will do this for you, inshallah. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I gave a large amount of money to borrow to a friend quite a while ago. I have asked him quite a few times in regards to returning this large sum of money, but I'm struggling. Can you please guide me in this matter? That's one question. I'll ask one more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am a taxi driver. For the past few months, I don't feel interested in my work. I feel like running away. I don't feel like going to work whatsoever. Please, can I have a wazifa, an invocation in regards to this, so this problem can be removed and I can enjoy going to work? like I used to do. May Allah Azzawajal reward you immensely. Jesus, this is another couple of questions. If you can have the Ruhani Lodge for them, please.
Regarding Ashab, how to recover stroke money. In order to recover your legitimate rights like debt, lent money, or if your car or bike is stolen, what you need to do? Offer 2 rakat nafal during the non-makruh time and invoke Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu. Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu. Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu 75 times after reciting Subhana Rabbiyal A'la 3 times in every sajda. So when you perform sajda, first you need to read sajda tasbih Subhana Rabbiyal A'la 3 times. Then after you need to read 75 times Ya Muzillu Ya Mu'izzu. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal, you will get your legitimate right. And the second one, how to put heart into work. If you are unable to put your heart into a business or into a job, then invoke this wazifa 100 times along with blessed salat once before and once after it. First, you need to read Durud-e-Pak 1 time. Then you need to read this wazifa 100 times. At the end, 1 time Durud-e-Pak again. The wazifa is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim bihawlin wa quwwatin la ilaha illallahul muhaiminul azizul jabbarul mutakabbir bihawlin wa quwwatin la ilaha illallahul مهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر بحول وقوة لا إله إلا الله المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. Then make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are lazy to recite it, or if you are not ready to recite it, then someone close to you can recite it and make dua for you as well. And the duration of this wazifa until purpose is fulfilled.
Just like to give the reply back for the istikhara. The istikhara request which came, code name was Blackburn. They mentioned, don't mention our name on the program. And they were mentioned problem regarding body pains, etc. The istikhara has been performed. In the istikhara, the reply has come as an indication of illness. So there's no evil eye. I know you asked that if you can check if it's evil eye or whether somebody's done anything on us, whether it's magic, whether it's bandish, you know, somebody's doing a stoppage, like we just mentioned earlier. But no, that's not the case. The indication is of illness. And in regards to this, inshallah, if you can take note, I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. So if you put your right hand upon the area of pain, you put your right hand upon the area of the pain and recite Bismillah 3 times. Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. You recite Bismillah 3 times and then recite the following dua 7 times. And the dua is, now if you can write it down, I'm going to start now. So if you can write it down quick enough, that's fine. I will repeat it a few times, inshallah. But just in case you can't, then the advantage of it is you can voice record it and then you can write it in your own time. You can replay it, inshallah. And the dua that you need to recite 7 times is أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر. It's a ظال just before the raw. Okay, ظال. أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر ظال أحاذر. So if you recite this 7 times, so place the pain can be anywhere on the body, so place your right hand there, Bismillah 3 times. And then recite this dua that I've mentioned. Inshallah azza wa jal, your body pain, etc. will be relieved. May Allah azza wa jal grant you complete cure from this. Something else which you also mentioned in regards to this was that it's also causing a disturbance in your sleep as well. So just regarding the sleep that you're saying that you're having problems, then just before you go to sleep on a night, if you recite the following 3 times with Durood Sharif before. Remember, if you mention a particular amount of Durood Sharif before any spiritual cure, then you need to recite the Durood Sharif that many times. before and after. And if no amount has been mentioned, then just recite even once before, once after, and that will suffice, inshallah. So this particular, before you go to sleep on a night, if you recite this three times, La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubin. La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubin. La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubin. So recite this three times with Durood Sharif before and after. Inshallah, Azawajal, if Allah wills, you will fall asleep. You'll have a comfy sleep. Inshallah, Azawajal. So this was regarding the istikharas. Let's go back to some more questions. Before, I've just been told that we have some calls as well. Can I request the majlis to also give us two calls when they're ready? Inshallah, I'll mention a question until they're getting ready. But if you can have two calls as well, please. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a relative who has been engaged for a while but still hasn't got married. Whenever they try to set a date for the wedding, something happens and then this becomes postponed. Is there anything, any spiritual cure in regards to this? And another question, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am struggling in my business. Can you please give me a spiritual cure so that my business starts booming? I'm sure you'll have something to make this brother's business boom, inshallah. And I'll just, whilst Afiyadba, if I can just one add an istikhara request as well, and then, inshallah, I'll let you give us the spiritual cures. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please don't mention my details on your channel. Code word is Glasgow. Code word is Glasgow. I'll just take a note of that. My name is, my mother's name is, okay, so faint and... the issues, if you can do istikhara and check, please, whether it's illness or anything else. Inshallah, Azawajal. So, watch out for your code word, inshallah, we will mention it before we give the reply of the istikhara. Ji, that's it.
Shaheed Attari from Dewsbury. My question is there any spiritual cures for mental health problems such as OCD, ADHD, and autism, as these are quite common in the UK? Is there any spiritual cures or Islamic remedies for these? Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Zahoor Ahmed Attari. I'm from Blackburn in Lancashire. Alhamdulillah, this week I've become a grandfather to a beautiful baby boy. Please do dua that he becomes a pious, God-fearing Ashiq Rasul. I'd like to ask the brothers, what vazifa can be recited as parents, as grandparents, so that he becomes a pious individual? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, I received two calls. The first call was in regards to mental health issues, autism, etc. So inshallah, if you can give, may Allah grant whichever person is suffering from this illness, may Allah grant them complete cure, grant them better health than before. The second call, which was from a fortunate grandfather, mashallah, Mubarak, congratulations to you for becoming a grandfather. May Allah bless you, bless your grandchild with good health, making the coolness of his parents' eyes as well as his grandparents, inshallah. May he become pious and be a coolness for your eyes and also for his parents' eyes. May he become pious, may he become ba'amal hafiz al-Quran and alim al-deen, inshallah. Inshallah, I'm sure the brothers will give you something for this as well, for your question as well, inshallah. Ji.
The question was asked about the marriage of a relative. First of all, I would say, may Allah make things easy for your relative, and may he or she gets married soon. I have a very beneficial spiritual cure. The person should write, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, 143 times, and make an amulet and wear it around the neck or on the arm. Make sure the circles of Qaf, Waw, and Meem are wide open. They are not like attached to each other, and they are not like connected. The lines are not connected with each other. If Allah wills, your relative will get married very soon, inshallah, azza wa jal. The second spiritual care was about someone struggling in the business. Whoever recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 786 times, obviously before and after Durood-e Paak once, for 7 consecutive days, all his desires, needs, wishes will be fulfilled, inshallah azza wa jal. Whether it is for permissible purposes, calamities to be removed, or for business to succeed, inshallah azza wa jal. I would add something here. These days, people spend a lot of money to hire a financial advisor, financial consultant, to see how the business is going. If we start getting in touch with our Mufti Ankaram as well, in order to know how the business is doing, if there is any combination of halal and haram in it, then inshallah azza wa jal, this way we'll have barakah in our business. So may Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to stay always in touch with our Mufti Ankaram for all our matters.
Subhanallah. So Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, inshallah.
Inshallah azza wa jal.
For the calls, the mental health and the...
Regarding Haj Sahib, Wazifa for OCD, ADHD and for autism, inshallah. Basically, all these diseases to relate neurodevelopmental condition. So there is a one very, very beautiful Wazifa. Regarding mental illness, the wazifa is, first you need to read 60 times La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyyil azim. Then one time Surah Al-Fatiha with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and one time Ayatul Kursi. And the last three kul means Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times, Surah Al-Falaq 3 times, Surah Al-Nas 3 times. After reciting all these, blow on the water and have the patient drink it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the barakat of this wazifa, with the barakat of this this amal, they will get cured, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Sure.
And please remember, when you are reading a surah, add Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each and every time. What's the second question?
The second one regarding the granth.
When you finish your namaz, farz namaz, then make this dua. Is a Quranic verse, is a Quranic dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. So first one time Durood-e Paak, then this Qurani dua, then one time Durood-e Paak at the end, inshallah.
Subhanallah, inshallah. In regards to the istikhara, we received a request for istikhara. They did mention that don't mention our name on the program, and they gave a code name. The code name that they gave, or the code word should I say that they gave, was Glasgow. So this istikhara request was from yourself, then pay attention. The istikhara was performed. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye, so there's no black magic, there's no stoppage, no bandish, etc. So the indication is of an evil eye. In regards to this, if you recite La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu 60 times with the Ru Sharif before and after, and perform them upon the person who's inflicted with the evil eye, then inshallah azza wa jal, the evil eye will be removed. Something else which I'll also mention, that if you write Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 786 times, and also make an amulet of this and get the person inflicted to wear this amulet, inshallah azza wa jal, he will also firstly be relieved from this, and also it will protect him for any further inflictions as well, inshallah azza wa jal. This now brings us to the time, so it's ready time for our segment of the day, which we introduce into the program, alhamdulillah, of today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Winning a court case. If you want to win a court case, recite this blessed verse 133 times daily after any salah. It is from para 15, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 81. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Remember, if you are innocent, then recite. Otherwise, the reciter may fall into further hardship. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ
وَسَلَّمَ. MashaAllah. So, today's spiritual care in regards to anybody who's inflicted with a court case. InshaAllah, this will, we actually got a call in regards to, a message actually in regards to this, inshaAllah. But I was just about to mention and I was thinking, this person's fortunate that he sent in a spiritual cure, and today's spiritual cure is in regards to his topic, mashallah, subhanallah. Okay, so we'll move on to some more messages, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am currently in a court case. Please give me something to read so that I become successful and win the case. That's one of the questions. And another one, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am an Islamic sister and I have a deep desire for a daughter. Please give me a dua or a prayer or some wazifa to read so that I am blessed with a baby girl. Inshallah, may Allah accept your supplications. Keep making supplications, inshallah. If Allah wills, inshallah, it will be granted. I'm sure there is a spiritual cure in regards to this for those who are... I know generally people make dua or they want wazifa for Olade Narina, they desire a son. But alhamdulillah, this Islamic sister sent in a message and she's desiring a daughter, inshallah, as well. And we do have spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah, as well. Inshallah, it will be mentioned. Be ready to note it down, inshallah.
Regarding winning a court case, mashallah, already Fayaz bhai have mentioned the wazifa.
If you can just repeat it, inshallah, just once, inshallah, maybe they know which one it was.
The wazifa is وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. So recite the following, this ayah mubarakah 133 times daily after any namaz. If you want to fix a time for yourself, it's up to you. But you can read after every after any salah. And Fayaz bhai, I have already mentioned it. Remember, if you are innocent, then recite this wazifa. Otherwise, there will be a more problem for yourself. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give you a success in your court case. And regarding Islamic sister Aishab, she wishes to have a baby girl.
Jiji.
MashaAllah, a very beautiful wazifa. After each of five farz salah, first you need to read 11 times Durud-e-Pak, then you need to read this dua 11 times. The dua is, Rabbi habli minas salihin, Rabbi habli minas salihin, Rabbi habli minas salihin. At the end, read 11 times Durud-e-Pak again. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be blessed with a pious daughter. So duration of this wazifa is until aim is achieved. And whenever you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for children, ask for a pious children. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you a, grant you a pious daughter.
SubhanAllah. I was just going to mention, so after the Farz Salah, so once they've read the Farz Salah, then they will recite this wazifa 11 times Durushi before, 11 times after, and the actual wazifa, how many times, Sajid bhai?
11 times.
11 times also. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Okay, mashallah. MashaAllah, Sajid bhai also mentioned that always include in the dua that may the child be pious, and Amir al-Sunnat also add in this that without any difficulty, without operation, etc., without any difficulty, inshallah. So this is also, you can add to your dua as well. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairah for that, Sajid bhai.
There is one advice, Aishab. Before starting any wazifa, any invocation, let some Sunni scholar or Qari sahab check your recitation.
Jee.
And then invoke it with the correct pronunciation.
Jee, necessary, yeah. The term I think Amir al-Sunnah uses is afiyat, inshallah. Okay. Just want to mention an istikhara request. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request an istikhara, please? The code word is Apple. Code word is Apple. Please avoid to share my details on the media. Inshallah, we won't mention it on the program. You've given us the code word, so that's fine. And They are mentioning that recently they've had a new birth in the family and there's some complications. So they just want to know whether, you know, it was just normal or whether somebody has done something to them. So inshallah, we'll check this for you inshallah. So once the istikhara is performed, we will mention the code word. Once the code word is mentioned, then that'll be an indication to you that this is a particular reply for your istikhara. So do stay on the program and inshallah, wait for your reply inshallah. Ji, we move to some more messages. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give me a spiritual cure for the removal of debt? Removal of debt. And another message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is the recipe for success and how do we succeed? Can we request a spiritual cure in regards to success? Ji. Inshallah, get this istikhara done in the meantime.
May Allah Azzawajal make you debt free and help you to pay your debt off and make it easy for you. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Please note down the spiritual cure beside this dua. After every salah, 11 times and 100 times in the morning and evening. The dua is, Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika wa agnini bi fadlika amman siwak. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika wa agnini bi fadlika amman siwak. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika wa agnini bi fadlika amman siwak. Obviously, before the dua, durud e paak, and at the end of the dua, durud e paak. On top of it, for the removal of debt and poverty, recite Surah Waqia. Surah Waqia. After Maghrib Salah, inshallah, Azzawajal, you will become prosperous, wealthy, and debt-free. Inshallah, Azzawajal. May Allah Azzawajal free all Muslims from debts. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. For success or to be successful, recite, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. 41 times with Durud e Paak in the beginning and right at the end. If question means success in front of an officer or judge, then whoever recites Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu 9 times and go before a judge, employer, officer, you will be successful inshallah azzawajal. May Allah azzawajal make you successful in every permissible way and may Allah azzawajal make us successful in the hereafter as well. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I found something as well. MashaAllah, you gave us two things already. So, inshallah, we'll leave it at that. Okay, I was just going to perform the istikhara in regards to the code word. It was quite a long message, so I didn't look at it all carefully, but there's some information missing. So if you are tuned in, do send in another message. Do start your message with the same code word. So I'll understand that it's part of the previous message. Basically, to have istikhara done, we need the person's name along with the mother's name. And you have sent your name, but rather than your mother's name, you've sent your husband's name. So you can't perform the istikhara. So if you can send the mother's name, inshallah, azawajal, then we'll perform the istikhara and include it in the program, inshallah. Jazakallah. Ji. Okay, let's move on to some more questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My children are suffering with cold. So, is there a spiritual cure in regards to cold? Okay, another message. So, this was in regards to cold and flu, etc., which quite common. The flu comes with the cold usually. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please. Can you advise me in regards to a cure for toothache? I am in a lot of pain. May Allah Almighty reward me. So tooth pain. So one for cold and flu, and also for toothache.
Yes, sir, regarding spiritual cure for common cold and flu with the changing of weather, it is a common thing with the majority of the people. They have a cold or flu. May Allah Azza wa Jal give them shifa. Those people who are affected.
Mm-hmm.
The wazifa is recite Surah Al-Fatiha 3 times with Durud e Paak 3 times before and after. So first you need to read 3 times Durud e Paak, then read 3 times Surah Al-Fatiha, and each and every time with Bismillah Rahman Rahim. At the end 3 times Durud e Paak, and then blow on the patient for 3 days daily inshallah Azza wa Jal with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The patient will recover from common cold and flu. Regarding toothache, the spiritual treatment is, this is a very famous ayah mubarakah of the Surah Yasin Sharif. The reference is para number 23, Surah Yasin Sharif, ayat number 58. The ayat is, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. After reciting this blessed verse of Surah Yasin three times, blow onto your finger and then rub it on your teeth. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the pain will go away.
If you can have another two calls, I've been told we've got some more calls. If you can have another two calls, I'll just mention this istikhara request, inshallah, while we're waiting for the calls to play. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Code word is Spain. I'm having a lot of problems. If you can do my istikhara, please. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, watch out for your code word. Once that's mentioned, then you know that this istikhara reply is yours. G, if you can have a couple of calls, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a question regarding money being stuck. A certain person owes me some money. I would like to know if there is a litany or a wazaif, a procedure in which I must perform in order for this money to be unstuck. Jazakallahu khairah, ma'assalam.
My name is Kyle Tari from Blackburn. I'm asking a question on behalf of a brother. He is currently unemployed and he's applying for jobs wherever he goes. He's been unsuccessful. Is there any wazifa for the brother to give him success in looking for a job? Please let me know. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu rahmatullah wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, that was another two calls. So the first one was in regards to stuck wealth. So we've had something previously, but inshallah, maybe the brother will give us something else in regards to stuck wealth. So somebody's lent some money to somebody and now he's requesting for it back, and he doesn't seem to be getting it repaid back. So he wants something, some amal or some wazifa in regards to it. That was the first call. And the second call was in regards to a friend or somebody he knows, and he's applying for several jobs, etc. So basically he's struggling to find a job. Maybe his previous one has ended and he's looking for a job and he's not having much luck. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, if you can give him some wazifa, may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for you. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you that halal sustenance, the ease of a job which is sufficient for you, inshallah, and your family, inshallah. Ji, inshallah.
Sir, regarding stock money, we have already mentioned a wazifa.
Ji.
They need to read two rakat namaz nafal during the non-makruh time, and when they do perform sajda, after sajda tasbih, subhana rabbiyal a'la three times, then they need to read ya muzillu ya mu'izzu 75 times, and after performing two rakat namaz nafal, they need to make dua. The second wazifa is also here, and this particular wazifa for both purposes. If somebody is looking for a job and is struggling to find a job, he can do that, this wazifa as well. And this wazifa is particular for Friday, on the day of Jummah. The wazifa is Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahimu. Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahimu. Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahimu. On the day of Jummah, day of Friday, after Asr Salah, while sitting at the place of Salah, until keep reading this wazifa until the sun sets. Once you are certain about the sun setting of the sun, then make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get success.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. In regards to the istikhara, the code name was Spain. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara was of azmaish, as a test. So we've got a particular spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And you mentioned that you're having a domestic dispute. So in regards to this, if I give you a wazifa in regards to this, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. So if you perform Durood Sharif 11 times before and after and recite Ya Wadudu 1001 times, and then blow upon a Lahori salt, i.e. Himalayan salt, pink salt as commonly known, and then add this into the food or anything that you consume which you will be using salt, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, with this, love and harmony and peace inshallah will be developed inside the home. So these domestic disputes that you are facing inshallah will be relieved inshallah. Let's see. I'm sure we had a couple of more questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have gas trouble, indigestion issues, and sometimes bloating of the stomach. Please, can I request a wazifa, an invocation in regards to this?
Yes, sir, regarding abdominal pain or is any kind of gas trouble, then the patient, if suffering from abdominal pain or gas, are facing the risk of losing some organ of the body, the patient should invoke Ya Muhyi, 7 times and blow on himself, and invocation, inshallah azza wa jal, this wazifa will provide him relief. The duration of this wazifa until cured, and perform at least once daily, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a spiritual cure in regards to head pain? I'll just mention one istikhara request which has just come in, and then inshallah then I'll get the spiritual cure for the head pain, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request that you perform istikhara for my daughter, please? The daughter's name is, mother's name is, and don't mention our name on the program, code word is Jannat, inshallah azawajal. Do watch out for the reply, inshallah. We are coming on to the end of the program as well, so I'll quickly get this in as well, inshallah azawajal.
Regarding headache or migraine, Amir al-Sunnat gave us a very beautiful wazifa. If somebody has a migraine or a headache, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas once with Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once before and once after it, and perform Dham. Repeat Dham in this way 3 times, 7 times, or 11 times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the headache, the migraine will be treated before the Dham is repeated 11 times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
In regards to the istikhara request which just came in, the code word was Jannat. The code word was Jannat. The istikhara has been performed. The indication that we're getting in the istikhara is of illness. So in regards to this, inshallah, if you just take note, I'll give you a spiritual cue in regards to this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. If you write Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru, write this 3 times on a piece of paper and make it into an amulet and wear it around the neck or arm, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the illness that you have mentioned, inshallah Azza wa Jal, will be relieved if Allah wills, inshallah. So, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru. You'll need to write this 3 times on a piece of paper and make it into an amulet, and then tie it around your daughter's neck or arm, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and if Allah wills, she will be cured, inshallah Azza wa Jal. That does bring us to the end of our program. So let's make a quick dua, inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we close. Inshallah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen, jazallahu anna muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. So Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive our sins, make us pious and practicing Muslims. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, those viewers of Madani Channel who have joined the program, grant them blessings. Those who have sent in their messages and their calls, whether they were suffering from illnesses, grant them complete cure. Those who had disputes, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove them disputes. Make peace, love and harmony in our homes, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Grant us blessing in our sustenance. Grant any issues, any problems, any hurdles that we are facing, remove them. Grant us ease. Grant us your pleasure and the pleasure of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And grant us death with iman in the beautiful city of Medina. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bi haqqi la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That just brings us to the end of the program. Do join us next week, same time, same place, only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.